Welcome to today's episode. I'm your host, Jenny Fong, VP of Product Marketing at Apptio, an IBM company. Today, I'm joined by Volker Metten, our VP of Product Management, and we'll be discussing our latest research report, Executive Insights on Tech Investment Decisions. Technology leaders are increasingly using organization-wide data to guide their investment decisions. The statistic we have is 57% of respondents say that they're focused on data-driven decision-makings. I think this is particularly interesting because of your background working at, on platforms like Tableau. So, you know, do you feel like the use of data is being leveraged in some of your prioritization of the roadmap?
It's definitely there. But do companies, including ours, sometimes struggle to actually use data for decision making? So I think yes. And part of that is that I think every company is collecting a lot of data. And they're viewing and they have access to a lot of data. But one of the really important things is how do you actually create processes that take this data and make it part of the decision-making effort? And so how do you review it? How do you understand goal setting and metrics are so tightly related that if you don't have a goal expressed as a metric and you don't use the same metric to then reflect on how to drive value with the different project that you're driving, it becomes very difficult to actually use data in decision-making. You need to kind of have data in the goals, you need to have data in the metrics that you're reviewing, and then you need to bring these things together. I think that is one of the elements where many companies can benefit from better processes, better mechanisms to use data, not just at a moment in time to answer a question, but really more from a process point of view, on an ongoing basis to express what success looks like and how individual projects actually contribute to success. And if you have that letter piece, it's really becoming easy to then have a tiebreaker, because if you know how different projects relate to a measure of success, you can then use that as a tiebreaker. For example, if you want to drive monthly average users, and you have a projection of certain features driving additional use cases and additional usage, then you can really make a decision using metrics around this.
Yeah, and that, I think that's one area that has been really interesting is being more focused on the outcomes that you're going for in the business, right? And so sometimes that means having clarity on the overall mission and objectives of and strategic objectives of a company. So yeah, that's really interesting. And I know from our own perspective, we are trying to be more data-driven there, tracking our own customer adoption of products. So that makes sense. So we talk about, you know, there's different needs from different departments. You know, sometimes your implementation team wants something, but your sales team wants something else. And we've talked about data as the tiebreaker. But this also means you have to pull together a lot of information, right? Because the metrics themselves come from various places. Is that something that companies have trouble doing, is in just kind of collecting all those data sources?
Yeah, I think, I mean, having too much data is one of the reasons I think companies struggle to use data in the first place. And having too many definitions of data is also a struggle. And why it is a struggle is that you lose trust. If you have different sources for similar information, for example, if you're tracking number of users and you have two or three different systems, you have your own sort of backend tracking system, you have a sort of consumer facing user tracking system, and then you may have your own sort of data lake where you have additional data points, and you're pulling data and now you're looking at monthly average users, and each one of these systems has a different number. Which one do you trust? and which definition do you trust? And I think having these kind of disparate tools and trying to come to a definition that is actually organization-wide, and then to a definition for what is the source of truth for each of these points that is relevant to you, is a very important process, and companies struggle with that. They leave sometimes data in the source system, they leave it to their users to kind of interpret it, but that sort of interpretation is often leading to confusion and to different sources of truth. And that's always something you want to avoid in these conversations.
Yeah, and I think the keyword you said there is the source of truth. So there's almost like a process involved with getting different stakeholders to agree on what the source of truth is, right? Even if it's, I mean, if it's not perfectly accurate data, but you all use the same source of truth, at least you're looking at the same numbers, right?
And it should be one number, right? You should not have three different definitions of something. You should have one number, you should have one point where you go to look at that. And there are tools that can help you to do that, including Optio.
Yeah. So speaking of sources of truth, our survey also showed that 47% of respondents wanted more accurate data. So kind of going on this same conversation. So you agree to that, you know, we're going to use this as our system of record, but how do we make that data more accurate? Where do you think some of that concern comes from? To me, it seems like it's a trust issue with data.
Yeah, I think one we just kind of talked about where if you look at a system and the system gives you three different values for the same thing, then you obviously lose trust. So, but there's, I think, a better way to look at this. And first of all, like, what does accuracy actually mean? Accuracy means it's a reflection of what actually happens. And so the first thing where you should start with what you should start with is a deep understanding of what it is that you want to measure. So let's take monthly average users. How do you define that? What is actually a usage and what is a user? And how do you represent that in the application? So if you start with a clear definition of what accuracy actually means, then you can go into your data organization, into your data team, into your pipeline, to your data engineers, and you can ask them to build the right representation of what actually happens in reality. And I think that's the first step. Like, everybody needs to be in agreement about what this metric actually shows and how it is representing reality. And once you have that definition, you can start to think about, is my data complete? Meaning, does it really cover everything that happened? And is it consistent? Meaning, I have a data flow, it's repeatable, and every day that I look at it, it's built in the same way. And so accuracy is a reflection of reality, and then you look at completeness and consistency as something that you want to make sure it happens on an ongoing basis, and then you build trust in your data.
And I want to kind of pull on your own experience here, especially given your previous experiences and other companies you were at. Like, do you have any guidance on how to get your organization to align and trust on that data?
Yeah, I think start with clear definitions and start with a conversation about what a metric actually means. Sometimes we all go into the meeting and we all have our own belief of what revenue means and what users mean. But really, at some point, maybe once a year, you bring new people in and you actually have a session where you talk not about the data, but you talk about the representation of what the metric is. So everybody comes into these meetings with the same mindset of what they are actually talking about. The second thing that you want to make sure is that you're kind of thinking about your pipeline and thinking about your quality signals in the pipeline. And one of the things that we looked at in previous roles that I had was how to create data quality warnings, how to create data quality indicators. And so if you look at data and the data page that you look at has a stamp of approval that says this is fresh data, this is approved data, this is confirmed data, because it satisfies all of these completeness and consistency criteria, then you're building trust. So creating quality assurance stamps and indicators on pages, I think is another very valid path to help build trust. And then just to create the mechanisms to review the data. Just having the data is not enough. You need to actively live it, and you need to review it, and you need to review it with leadership. If leadership trusts the data, then you're starting to push that belief and that trust back down into your organization, and you create consistency in how you're using it. So that is, I think, the third thing, that you actually have to live it, and you have to use it, and you have to do it on a regular basis.
Yeah, I've got a favorite line at Aptio, which is nothing sanitizes like the sun. And it's to me that's about you can't really fix your data problems until you expose the data and share it and start looking at it. And it also gives you kind of like a map to focus on what areas you want to clean up first. So as we were talking about data accuracy, another aspect of accuracy is the timeliness of that data. Our survey showed that 47% of respondents cited a desire for more real-time access to data. Do you think that's really important? Is it important to have real-time or near real-time information in today's technology environment?
I think it really depends. It depends on how you're using the data. If you're, and it should align with your decision-making process. If you're making real-time decisions, you need real-time data. If you're looking at some operational element, and you're looking at this as an operator, and you want to be fed information about utilization of your network, and you need to make real-time decisions about how you leverage your network, then real-time data becomes important. If you're looking at something like monthly average users, there's no need to have that data as a real-time data point. And there's plenty of gray space in between these kind of true operational metrics that you need to look at in real time to make real-time decisions, and these sort of looking back metrics that you can look at something once a month, once every 2 weeks. There's plenty of stuff where you want to look at it maybe a couple of times a day. How is performance of my website doing? How is my sales organization? Where do I need to put resources? But many of these things don't need to be real time in the sense of milliseconds or just a second. Many of these things can be every hour, every 6 hours, every 12 hours. And when you think about the complexity of data pipelines, it increases when you really, really significantly when you get into the millisecond space. So I don't think that you need real time for all of your insights. You need real time for the things that where you're really making real time decisions. I think one other element here is that as you think about decision making, human decision making is always a little bit lagging. It's always a little bit slower. You don't need a lot of real time for human decision making. But as we're starting to think about AI, as we're starting to think about automation of decision making as a part of this process, that's when more real-time decisions become much more practical for companies. And the optimization of networks, the optimization of decisions can happen in close real time. And I think as we're building out these capabilities around automation, figuring out how you build your data pipelines that can actually deliver this kind of automation becomes more and more important.